Your Bibles and go to Acts chapter number 16. Acts chapter 16 tonight. Antonio, coming up to do another number here? Or just take control of the service, man. Whatever you want to do. Oh, man, he's got a ministry position in Hammond. He thinks he can just take over anything he wants to take over now. Thinks he owns the place. All right. Acts chapter 16 tonight. Let's stand together out of respect for the reading of the Word of God. Acts chapter 16. And thank you so much for being in church this evening. I told Michael if I make it through the reading of these 11 verses, I think I should get a star or a badge or something. Some of the names of the cities that we're about to try to pronunciate, it's going to be fun, all right? So you just bear with me. Michael said, don't worry, no one else knows how to pronounce it either, so just pretend like you got it and everybody will go along with it. I actually thought about calling Brother Julio up and having him do it, because you can't understand what he says anyway, so... I'm just teasing. All right. I love you, Brother Julio. Acts chapter 16 is where we're going to go. Acts chapter 16 and verse number 1. Then came he to Derbe and to Lystra. Now, of course, we know this is the Apostle Paul starting his second missionary journey. So then came Paul to Derbe and to Lystra. And behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. And him would Paul, so Timothy would Paul have to go forth with them. And he took and he circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of, which were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. Okay, so just a quick review. They're basically going city to city. And each church they go into, they're simply reporting to those churches, declaring to those churches all that had been decided at the Jerusalem Council. Verse 5. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. So you read about this amazing work happening in the history of the church. Verse number 6, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. What interesting language. They were forbidden of the Holy Ghost. And what interesting language. Man, they were stopped. Brakes were put on. You can go here, but you can't go there. Man, they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, and afterward they were come to Mysia, and they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. And there stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after, catch the strength now, the resolve now from Paul. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored, man, immediately endeavored, seeing the vision, immediately endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly. Man, immediately endeavored to go, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothrace. and and the next day at Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which was the chief city of that part of Macedonia and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you, use your word tonight in our hearts and lives. Mold us, make us, and fashion us by it. And in your Son's name we pray. And all the church said, amen. Thank you for standing. This is the record of Paul's second missionary journey. Paul's second missionary journey. We already received record of Paul's first missionary journey. He's barely escaping with his life. He's executed and left for dead outside of some of the cities, right? He's escaping, he's executed, he's ran out of town, he's hiding, he's doing all these things, and now here he comes again, Acts chapter 16, doing it again. And what we also know from the Apostle Paul is this isn't the last time that the Apostle Paul will hazard his life for the sake of the gospel. The Apostle Paul even takes another journey after this. This is the Apostle Paul saying there is resolve in his bones. There is resolve in his heart. He's giving it all. He's leaving it all on the line. This one life, so soon it shall pass. Only what's done for Christ will last. We get one chance at life. You get one chance. You get one opportunity. So serve God. Live for God. Pursue God while you can. Because the night comes. The night comes when no man can work. What's interesting about this passage is really how God led Paul to this journey. Because that's where I want to start. How God led Paul to this journey. You'll remember Acts chapter 15. The Apostle Paul, he wants to go back and he wants to revisit all the cities where they began. Look at verse number 36. Acts chapter 15, verse 36. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word. So this is Paul's desire. Paul says, I want to go back to where we were, and that's where I want to preach the gospel. That's where I want to begin ministering again. I want to go back. And yet God has a different plan for the Apostle Paul. But why is it? This is the question we're trying to answer tonight. Why is it that Paul came to this resolve? I'm going into Macedonia. How did Paul come to this resolve? And obviously one of the easy answers to that question is verse number 10. He saw in a vision, there was a need, he's being urged, he's being pleaded with from this man in Macedonia. The Macedonian call, that's what we know it as. They're the Macedonian call. One of the easy answers, why did Paul choose the route he chose? He had a vision in the middle of the night. It's a man standing over there saying, please, please come help me. Just out of curiosity, how many of you, the way you decided and determined what God's will or way was for you was a vision in the night? Wouldn't it be great if that was it, right? Wouldn't it be great if, Lord, I'm not for sure what I'm supposed to do tonight. I'm not for sure where I'm supposed to go tomorrow. But if you'll let me know, and then while you go to sleep tonight, here comes this angelic voice, and this is the route you should take to work tomorrow to avoid all the traffic and in order to have an easy commute. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be great if God directed you like that? This is a rare instance that's happening here. Paul receives a very special, what he would talk about later, he receives a very special apostolic call in his life. There's an apostolic call in the Apostle Paul's life. I'm not an apostle. You're not an apostle. We're not apostles. There's a special call for Paul. So apart from, vision in the middle of the night, man from Macedonia calling us to go over to him, how is it that we determine God's will for our life? How is it we determine God's direction for our life? Here's the main idea here tonight. Most of the time, most of the way that God works in our life is through the trials he brings into our life. Man, most of the time, most of the way that God works into our life is through the trials that he brings into our life. Man, take notes. Write this first one down. Man, God uses problems to direct us. God uses problems to direct us. Man, verse 36 of chapter 15, what does the Apostle Paul want to do? Man, verse 36 of chapter 15, man, the Apostle Paul wants to go back and he wants to revisit these other cities, and yet God, what we know, reading in advance, reading into chapter 16, man, God had different plans. God had a different way. God had a different place that he wanted the Apostle Paul to go. Man, God uses problems to direct us. Man, one of the ways that God moves us, directs us, guides us, shapes us, leads us along the road is through the problems, the trials, the suffering that God brings into our life. C.S. Lewis, writing about this very idea, he said it this way: God speaks to us in our pleasure, but he shouts to us in our pain. God speaks to us in our pleasure, but he shouts to us in our pain. God uses problems to direct us. Man, that's what he's doing in the Apostle Paul's life. Notice the problems. Notice he stirred the apostle with personal confrontation. He stirred the apostle with personal confrontation. We talked about last week, man, who was right, Barnabas or Paul? Who was right? Barnabas, man, he wants to use John Mark because he sees the potential. Man, the Apostle Paul, he doesn't want anything to do with John Mark. Man, John Mark, he abandoned us when we needed him the most. Man, the Apostle or Barnabas, man, he wants to use John Mark based on the potential. Man, the Apostle Paul, man, he's a man of principle. He says, no, he's not going with us. He quit on us the first time. He'll quit on us again. Man, I'm reminded about this spirit from Paul. I'm reminded of when the London Baptist Missionary Society writes to David Livingston and says, we've just had a really big conference and there's a whole lot of men who've just surrendered their lives to, you know, go with you to Africa. Tell us where the roads are and we will send the men. And David Livingston responds, if they need roads, don't send them. Man, that's the same spirit that the Apostle Paul has. Man, if John Mark can't stay with us on the first trip, I mean, he wasn't escaping with his life. He wasn't left executed for dead. He wasn't being hunted. Man, he got to the first city, the first stop, the first port, and he was gone. Man, the Apostle Paul says, man, if that's the way he is, I don't want to take him. Man, Barnabas, more of the affirmer. Paul, more of the asserter. Man, Paul's position is, what can this man do for the ministry? Barnabas' position, man, what can the ministry do for this man? Well, which one was right? Both. Both. Who was correct? We said this last week. Who was correct? Barnabas or Paul? Barnabas or Paul? Man, both. Man, God superseding in it all. Man, God doubled his workforce. God takes Barnabas and John Mark and he sends them that way. And God takes Paul and Silas and he sends them this way. Man, sometimes God uses personal confrontation to stir our heart, to get us to realize that he wants something different for us. Man, listen, the Bible says, with as much as in you is, man, live peaceably with all men. That's a great verse, isn't it? But how many of you know, sometimes it's just not possible to be at peace with some people? Some people just aren't peaceable. Man, with as much as in you is, live peaceably with all men. You know who wrote that? Paul. That's funny. Paul and Barnabas arguing it out. Strong contention, strong division. Man, strong opinion about what they should do, who they should take. Man, sometimes God stirs us with personal confrontation to get us where he wants us to go. Man, sometimes no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you try to make peace, sometimes there's no peace to be made. And that's what's happening here. Look at verse number 37. And Barnabas determined to take John Mark. Man, Barnabas determined, I'm taking John Mark. Paul thought it not good. He thinks this is a bad idea. Man, don't take John Mark. That's a bad idea. Barnabas, no, I'm determined. I'm going to do this. I see potential in him. And Paul says, no, I'm a man of principle. He bailed on us the first time. He'll bail on us again. Verse 39, and the contention was so sharp. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed. Man, the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. Man, we got this map here. Cyprus, it's not listed here, but Cyprus. Do you see the Antioch top? The top location on the right side, Antioch, Cilicia, right? Tarshish right there. Cyprus is the island, right? The first island you come to coming out of Antioch. That's Cyprus. If we had the mirror map, Cyprus was the first place. It was the first stop along the way in Paul and Barnabas' first missionary journey. Man, do you know where Barnabas and John Mark went? Man, Barnabas and John Mark, they sailed to Cyprus. Where did Paul want to go? Paul wanted to go right where he just was. Paul wanted to go to Cyprus. Man, you know where Barnabas and John Mark, man, they make their way on the same route. They're taking the same route that Paul just said he wanted to take. Hey, let's go back and visit the cities. Let's make a rerun of the first missionary journey. The apostle Barnabas says, that's a good idea. I'm taking John Mark and I'm doing that. Man, I'm taking John Mark and doing that. Man, and with that decision from Barnabas, man, God stirs the Apostle Paul to lead him and Silas in a different direction. And so instead of going straight out over to Cyprus, you see Antioch, they make their way up to Tarshish, into Derbe, to Lystra, Iconium. That's why that's how the chapter starts. Look at chapter 1. Then came he, that's Paul. So Barnabas and John Mark, they go to Cyprus, which is where Paul just said he wanted to go. And now verse 1, so Paul, then came Paul to Derbe and to Lystra. Man, one of the ways God gets us where he wants us to go, one of the ways God moves us, man, he stirs us, personal confrontation. Personal confrontation. Look at verse number two. Verse 1, rather, about halfway through. Man, he goes to Derbe, Lystra. Behold, certain disciple named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish and believed, but his father was a Greek. Now the way that lays in the text, it makes an emphasis. Man, Timothy's mother was a believer. And then there's the stark contrast. But his father is a Greek. Even the way it reads from that point forward, man, all those in that area, it was well reported. I'm in verse 2. It's well reported of the brethren. What was? It was well reported of the brethren who Timothy was. It was well reported of the brethren who Timothy's father was, who Timothy's mother was. Keep going down. Paul has him circumcised, verse 3, because of the Jews which were in those quarters. Why? Man, Paul has him circumcised. Why? Because Timothy is so well known. Because Timothy's mother and father, their relationship was so well known. Paul has him circumcised, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. Man, so there's this sharp line that's being drawn in Acts 16. And it's this stark contrast. Timothy's mother, believer. Timothy's mother, Jewish. Timothy's father, he's a Greek. He's not a believer. Believe God. And all those around would have known it. And so because of that, verse 3, and him, Timothy, Paul, would have to go forth with them. And he circumcised him. Now think of this, just in context of everything we've already talked about. Acts 15, huge debate in the church about whether you have to be circumcised in order to be a believer. Huge argument, huge contention, huge division in the church. Man, they have to be circumcised in order to be a believer. Paul, Barnabas, they both go down to Jerusalem. They stand up, they preach. Man, it's not law. It's not circumcision. Man, it's grace. By grace are you saved through faith. Man, the Apostle Paul stood there, defended the doctrine of grace over the doctrine of law, and yet now, chapter 16, man, he has Timothy circumcised. He has Timothy circumcised. Man, it's interesting, isn't it? He just defended a whole position on why Timothy shouldn't have to be circumcised, and why you don't have to be circumcised in order to be a believer. And now, man, now here he does. He has Timothy circumcised. Interesting, Galatians chapter 2, Titus is another man who the Apostle Paul had on his team. Man, and the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 2, he absolutely did not have Titus circumcised. Man, so Timothy, Acts 16, he has Timothy circumcised, but Titus in Galatians 2, he absolutely refuses to have him circumcised. You say, well, why does Timothy have to get circumcised in Acts 16, but Titus doesn't have to get circumcised in Galatians chapter 2? Well, I don't know. Verse number 5. Let's keep reading. No, I think one of the reasons is laid for you in the text. One of the reasons why the Apostle Paul insists this is because of verse 3, verse 4. Verse 4, and as they went through the cities. Man, so they're traveling through all these cities at the top of our little area, like Asia Minor. They're traveling through Seleucia, Antioch, Tarsus, Derbe, Lystra, Iconium, all over to Poseidon, Antioch, all the way up into Troas, all the way up into Philippi. They're going to head. Man, the Apostle Paul knows, man, this is going to be a good thing. Timothy is well reported of in the churches. People will know Timothy's position. People will know Timothy's history. People will know Timothy's father, and so this is what ought to happen, so that we can preach the gospel, so as not to be a stumbling block. Man, then he affirms this. He affirms it, so as not to be a stumbling block. Timothy, you get circumcised so as not to be a stumbling block. Titus, you don't need to be circumcised. Man, the Apostle Paul here limiting. Hear me, church. The Apostle Paul limiting liberty so that the gospel can be preached. The Apostle Paul limiting liberty so that the gospel can be preached. Hey, let me pull it like all the way down, lower shelf here. Man, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Man, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Well, can I get away with this? Can I do this? Can I go there? Can I say that? Man, just because you can doesn't mean that you should. There's a lesson being learned here in the Apostle Paul's ministry. 1 Corinthians, man, though I be free from all men. Man, though I be free from all men. Man, this is Apostle Paul's theme. One of the Apostle Paul's themes in ministry. Man, by grace, by grace, by grace. And yet we see over and over, before the Apostle Paul determines to flaunt his freedom, man, he remembers there's something more important than your freedom, and that is the gospel. There's something more important than freedom. That is the gospel. Now we live in America, so this is like freedom of the highest price. No greater price than freedom. Man, freedom, the greatest gift of them all, apart from the gospel. The greatest gift of them all, the gospel. That's what the Apostle Paul is taking, that same approach here. Man, before you go flaunting your freedom, man, you ought to consider limiting your liberty. Why? Man, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Why? For the gospel's sake. Because there's something greater than liberty. There's something greater than freedom. What is it? It's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what's greater than that. Man, so the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, man, I'll not be brought under the power of any. Man, I'm taking a stand. Doctrine of grace, doctrine of grace, doctrine of grace. Man, I'll be Jew, I'll be Gentile, I'll be Scythian, I'll be barbarian. Man, I became all things to all men so that by all means I might save some. That's the Apostle Paul's ministry approach. Man, how did he develop this approach? How did he find this kind of center? Man, God uses problems to direct us. He's stirred with personal confrontation. Man, I think Romans chapter 14, he says it the best. Hear me on this. Romans 14, the Apostle Paul says it the best. Man, he ties the whole thing together. Here, circumcised, not circumcised. Timothy, Titus. Should we do it? Should we not do it? Grace, grace. Law, law. Which one is it? Which one is it? He pulls it all together. Romans 14. Man, some eat, some don't. But let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Man, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. The bigger idea here, there's something bigger than liberty. There's something bigger than freedom. What is it? It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Timothy circumcised, Titus not circumcised. Man, how did Paul get to this place where he's going to Derbe, going to Lystra, picking up Timothy? How did he get there? Man, he's stirred. He's stirred by personal confrontation. Verse number 4 now. Man, and as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and the elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. So here we go. The Apostle Paul has these amazing doors open to him as he takes a different route than he preferred to take. And he takes the different route that he preferred. Why? Because Barnabas and John Mark took the route he was going to take. Man, I was going to go that way, but they're going that way. And I don't want to go with that guy, so I'm going this way. Man, personal confrontation. He's stirred. Man, open doors. Man, great things are happening. Verse 5. Great things are happening. Churches are being helped. Churches are growing. Good things are happening. Verse 6. Now, when they had gone. Okay, so he's saying, again, the Apostle Paul choosing to go this way. The Apostle Paul would have preferred to go through Phrygia, this region of Galatia. But they were, what's the word, church? Okay, you can look. It's verse number 6. You can look at the answer. Is verse 6. What's the word? They were forbidden. And they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel. Man, the Spirit of God puts the brakes on. Man, in my opinion, this was no still small voice. This is a lot louder than a still small voice. That's strong language. It doesn't say, and the Spirit of God led them that they would go a different way. It doesn't say the Spirit of God politely came to them. It says, forbidden. That's like big caution tape, a big stop sign, roadblocks, machine guns. Forbidden. Enter here and you go to prison. Forbidden. Man, it was completely closed off. It was completely shut down. Man, he wanted to go this way. Man, personal confrontation moved him to go the other way. Man, he decides, man, things are going so good. This is the way that I think I'm going to go. Forbidden of the Holy Ghost to go on up into Asia and to go on up into Galatia. Now, what we do know is that the Apostle Paul does eventually go up into Asia. We know that because he ministers to the church at Ephesus and he writes to the church at Ephesus, which is in Asia. I mean, you know what's really interesting? Man, Peter, John, both of them, they minister in this region of Asia, but the Apostle Paul, oh, no, this isn't for you to go. This is not the area for you to go. Forbidden. Why? Stirred through personal confrontation. Number 2, man, steered, directed, guided, turned, stopped, forbidden. Steered with a painful condition. Man, many people think that the Apostle Paul had an eyesight problem. In Galatians, he writes, he says, you see how large a letter I have written to you with my own hand. Right, he's writing this in like quite literally. It's not lengthy letter. It literally means like large print. You see, I'm writing this large print letter to you with my own hand. You see how my eyes were so bad from this. It was a variety of reasons, and scholars speculate on why. Perhaps it was the Damascus Road, the bright light, the hitting the ground. Jesus, hey, why do you kick against the pricks? Why are you resisting me? Perhaps it was from that. We aren't for sure why. And maybe it's just age settling in on the apostle. We aren't for sure why. Man, it seems like this is, to me, in my opinion, it seems like this is where the apostle Paul gets the thorn in the flesh. Gets the thorn in the flesh. And this thing that is forbidding him from going forward, this thing that is steering him, this thing that is directing him, this thing that is guiding him. Galatians chapter 4, you know how through the infirmity of my flesh. Man, he's writing that to the church at Galatia, Galatians chapter 4. Man, he's ministering here in the area of Galatia. He's saying to the church, you know the infirmity. You know how difficult it was. You see how big the letter is. You know the pain that I experienced. And he's writing that about his past. Man, what's he writing that? Galatians 1, Galatians 2, Galatians 4. Why does he write that? He writes that, in my opinion, about this event right here while he is ministering in this Galatian area. The Apostle Paul says three times, Lord, would you please take this thorn from me? Lord, would you please remove this problem from me? Lord, would you please take this infirmity from me? And every time the Lord answered this way, oh, my grace is sufficient for you. Hey, take this away. No, my grace is good enough. Hey, God, would you please take this away? No, my grace is good enough. God, would you please take this away? No, my grace is good enough. Let me show you another reason why I think this is happening here. Verse number 4. Look at verse number 4. And as they went. Look at verse number 6. Now when they had gone. Look at verse number 7. And after they were come. Look at verse number 8. And they passing by. Okay, now verse 10. Verse 10, and after he had seen the vision, immediately we. Oh, but they, we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. So therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course. Do you see how it changes? Look at verse 12. And we, the very end, and we were in the city abiding certain days. Verse 13, and we sat down and spake unto them. Man, the pronoun changes. They, now we. Man, who? There's something inclusive now. Man, who's writing the book of Acts? Does anybody know? Who's writing the book of Acts? You know? Luke is writing the book of Acts. Man, Luke is writing the book of Acts. Does anyone know what Luke's profession was? He's a doctor. Man, now he's brought in on the team. Man, first it was Paul, Silas, Timotheus, they. Now we. Man, the Apostle Paul adding to his team a physician. Well, why would he need a physician? Man, because he had a painful situation. Man, he had a painful situation. Man, sometimes God speaks through us through personal problems. Sometimes God speaks through us through personal confrontation. Sometimes God speaks to us through painful situations, through what he's doing in our life. Man, it's Elijah. He's hiding out by the brook, and the brook dries up. How many of you know it's not a good day when the brook dries up? Man, it's Jonah. He's running from God. It's a storm. It's a ship. It's waves. There's a whale, and he's swallowed. Man, problems, certain situations. Man, the prodigal son. How did God get the prodigal son home? Famine. His friends left him. Man, he's eating with pigs. Man, sometimes God uses personal, painful situations to get us where he wants us to go. Sometimes God uses personal confrontation. The Apostle Paul, Barnabas, butting heads. I want this. I want that. Hey, it's potential. No, it's principle. Let's affirm him. No. We're not going to affirm him. He's cut off from us. We're moving forward without him. Man, sometimes God gets us to where he wants to get us to. Personal confrontation. Man, sometimes God gets us to where he wants to get us to. Painful situations. Thorn in the flesh. Please, God, remove this. No, my grace is sufficient. Get the doctor and take him with you. Man, watch this now. And after that, verse 8, and they passing by. You catch it? You feel it. Here's the Apostle Paul. He's like, well, fine. I want to go that way. You won't let me go there. I want to go that way. You won't let me go there. Which way do you want me to go? Passing by this, passing by that. Going this way, going that way. Oh, man. Verse number 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. And there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now look, the Apostle Paul, I want to go that way, can't go that way. I want to go this way, forbidden, stop, brakes on. Well, what about this place? What about that? Passing by this place, passing by that place. Man, it's going down the expressway, passing that exit. Man, he gets a vision. Verse 10, and after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored. Now, sense of urgency. We immediately endeavored to go into Macedonia because the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel. Man, it's settled with a powerful confirmation. It's settled with a powerful confirmation. Man, once the Apostle Paul knows this is what God wants, man, nothing is going to stop him from moving forward. Man, he gets this resolve in his heart. Nothing is going to stop him from moving forward. Man, listen, this is it. We'll be done on this point. There's this sense of urgency. Come over here. Come over here and help us. Sense of urgency. Hey, listen, there's no second chance for lost souls. There's no second chance for lost souls. There's no second chance for lost souls. Man, and those of us who know the truth, man, we owe it to those who do not know the truth to get them the truth. Man, those of us who know the truth, we owe it to those who don't know the truth to get them the truth. Sense of urgency, come help us. Sense of urging. Come and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately endeavored. Man, now he's moving that way. Look how the lineup is. After he'd seen the vision, we immediately endeavored to go. And then what happens at the end of the verse? What happens? And the Lord, man, assuredly gathering, the Lord had called us. Catch the order of the verse. The order of the verse is so important. It's not, we assuredly gathered that this was what God was going to do, and so we started going. No. It's, I seen a vision, urgent need. I'm going to go because there's people in need. And as they go, then they are assured. This is exactly what God wants. When were they assured? After they went. When were they assured? After the decision was made. When were they granted the peace that this is God's will, God's call for your life? After they endeavored to immediately go to Macedonia. Isaiah chapter 30. You will hear the voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. You will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Man, this is one of the things that trips us up about following God's will for our life. Man, we want to know, how's it going to work out? Where's it going to be? What's it going to be? When's it going to be? Man, cross those T's, dot those I's. I want to know for sure that this is it. Man, here's the Apostle Paul. I want to go this way to Cyprus. Nope. Barnabas, personal confrontation. You're not going that way. Okay, fine. I want to go up this way. Things are going really good in Galatia. I want to drift over, go into Ephesus. I want to minister over there where Peter and John are. It would be great to experience ministry in Asia. No. Forbidden of the Holy Spirit. Painful situation. You're not going that way. Man, we passed by this place. We passed by that place. Urgent need. The gospel's needed over here. Okay, fine. The gospel's needed there. I'm going there. Man, and after we immediately endeavored, then we assuredly gathered that this was the will of God. Man, listen.